We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Freeze frame!
Good Sunday morning. It is 5 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and my headphones are not plugged in. Okay, so let's see where we go from here. Can't believe this. Okay, let's try this again. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 16th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call. Our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. I got to find some background music to play because I left my background music at home. Okay, so you have to bear with me for the dead air space time that we have. And as soon as I get my stuff together, I'll get something on the air for you. Hold on. This is the first.
celebrate the Holy
One.
Celebrate the Lamb of God.
Celebrate the Lamb.
Hey, we've got to celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate Jesus.
Oh,
bring it on now. Celebrate.
Oh, oh, celebrate.
Celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Come on and celebrate the Holy One.
Celebrate
oh, what a holy
Okay, it's 15 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts on this Sunday, October 16th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. where we don't have problems. Anyway, when don't we have problems, I guess. Anyway, I forgot my background music and some other material, and when I came into the station, to the studio, the headphones weren't plugged in, so I'm using a headphone from another setup here, and so therefore, with no background music, we're going to have to play it by, no regular background music, we're going to have to play it by ear here. Okay, so what else is new? 15 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, just give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Whatever it takes, just give me a call. Love to have some dialogue. But anyway, we'll go on with the monologue regardless. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The playoffs are underway. And yesterday, the Cleveland Indians defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 2-1. Cleveland leads that series 2-0. Tomlin got the win, and Francisco Lindor drove in the winning run. And so all the Red Sox fans who were bemoaning the fact that the Red Sox went out in the first round, got wiped out 3-0 by Cleveland. Hey, Cleveland's on a roll. So there, they won 5 in a row in the playoffs. And so, hey, it doesn't look so bad now. So anyway, wait till next year. That's a theme. We'll talk about the Red Sox later on in this program also. In the National League playoffs, the Cubbies defeat the Dodgers 8-4. They lead that series 1-0. Aroldis Chapman got the win. Montero hit a grand slam home run for the Cubbies that put them over the top. And they lead that series 1-0. The Dodgers play at the Cubs again tonight. The rumor is that Clayton Kershaw is going to start on 3 days rest. He pitched a couple of innings of relief, I believe, 3 days ago. And the Cleveland series moves up to Toronto, and that starts up again, game 3 on Monday. So, excuse me. I'll get through the rest of the programming, I do believe, and then we'll go back and we'll talk about the Red Sox and some other things as well. Okay, let's go to college football yesterday. Actually, Friday, Louisville defeated Duke 24-14. And yesterday, Alabama defeated Tennessee 49-10. Ohio State 30, Wisconsin 23. Clemson 24, North Carolina State 17, that went to overtime. Nebraska 27, Indiana 22, Baylor 49, Kansas 7. Upset. Arkansas, ranked number 22, defeated Mississippi, was ranked number 12, 34-30. Houston 38, Tulsa 31, Florida State 17, Wake Forest 6. Upset, unranked North Carolina defeated Miami, who was ranked number 16, 20-13. Upset, unranked Syracuse defeated Virginia Tech, who was ranked number 17, 31-17. Florida 40, Missouri 14. Oklahoma 38, Kansas State 17. West Virginia 48, Texas Tech 17, Utah 19, Oregon State 14, Western Michigan 41, Akron zip, and Boise State 28, Colorado State 23. So there you go. I saw a little bit of the first half of the Alabama-Tennessee game. Didn't see much of any other college games yesterday. Matter of fact, I don't think I saw any of the college games yesterday. Alabama was having trouble. They were trailing when I turned it on. And they were trailing 10-3, I believe. But they poured it on later on. But they didn't look that sharp offensively when I turned it on. So there you go. They turned it on in the second half, however, and pounded Tennessee, who was ranked. So therefore, hey, Alabama still looks pretty good. Ohio State and Wisconsin, I didn't see that game. Excuse me. But Wisconsin was holding their own for a while, from what I understand. And Ohio State pulled it out at the end, 7-point win. Clemson did not look too impressive over North Carolina State either. They had to go to overtime to beat them, and North NC State was unranked. So, shows you what the rankings mean. So, there might be some possibility of teams in the top three teams having problems. And Michigan, I guess, is in there somewhere. They didn't play yesterday, as far as I know. Didn't get any score for them, so I'm assuming they didn't play. And so, therefore, I don't, from the little college football I've been able to see thus far this year, I haven't seen a team that looked like, wow, they're going to knock everybody else out. I guess the closest I can say is I saw a little bit of the Clemson-Louisville game. And so they looked pretty good in that game. Maybe they had a letdown in the NC State game. You can't have let you downs, and the season's too short. 421 here on WFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial or on the internet. www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Hockey is back! And should I make my statement again every year I say this? I don't know why they allow fighting in hockey games. Hockey is dangerous enough. You got those sharp skates. You got a stick. You're on ice. Why would you allow fighting? It doesn't add anything to the game as far as I am concerned. Matter of fact, it turns me off. If I'm turning on a Bruins game and a fight breaks out, I'm not going to hang around to see who wins, who loses, or whatever. I'm just saying, hey, let me find some other programming that's not as barbaric. It doesn't add anything to the game. And with all the information out now about concussions in boxing and mixed martial arts, football, even soccer, why would you allow fighting? I just don't understand it. Well, they'll say it's a tradition. Hey, time to end that tradition if that's all it is. Anyway, let's look at hockey scores yesterday. Not college, professional hockey scores yesterday. The Maple Leafs 4 and the Bruins 1. The Bruins got off to a great start in their first game against Columbus, but didn't do so well against the Maple Leafs yesterday. Other games, Lightning 3, New Jersey 2, Senators 4, the Canadiens 3, that was a shootout. Panthers 4 and the Red Wings 1, Penguins 3 and the Ducks 2, Capitals 2 and the Islanders 1, Sharks 3 and the Blue Jackets 2, the Wild 4 and the Jets 3, the Blues 3 and the Rangers 2, the Blackhawks 5 and the Predators 3, the Avalanche 6 and the Stars 5, Coyotes 4 and the Flyers 3, that was an overtime game, and the Canucks defeated the Flames 2-1 in a shootout. In that Bruins game, if you missed the first period, you basically missed the entire game. 2:14 of the first period, Brown got his first goal of the year for the Maple Leafs with assists from Hunik and Holland. At 11:56, Marner got his first goal of the year with assists from Bozak and Zaitsen. And at 13:13, all in the first period, Van Riemsdyk got his first goal of the year with assists from Bozak and Gardner. And Pasternak, at 17:35 for the Bruins, put him on the board with his third goal of the year on the power play with assists from Lyles and Marchand. And at the end of the first period, it was Maple Leafs 3 and the Bruins 1. No scoring in the second period. And at 3:56 of the third period, Michalek got his first goal of the year with assists from Riley and Marinson. Made it 4-1. And that was it as far as the score and the game was concerned. I don't know why Tuukka Rask didn't start. The Bruins started Kadubin, who had 20 saves. But since they only got one goal, there would have to be a shutout for them to win. So, and Anderson got 24 saves, for the Maple Leafs. Why Tuukka Rask didn't start, and since, you know, it's only the second game of the season, can't say he's tired. Oh, was he injured? I don't know. I didn't hear about any injury report. But, hey, anyway, Bruins are 1-1 on this season. excuse me. I said for the past two winless seasons, I won't say winless, but the past two seasons when the Bruins didn't go far as the playoffs were concerned, I said they looked like a very slow team compared to other teams. And supposedly they were going to, you know, with new legs, they were going to try to speed up their game. And since I haven't seen them play this year, or even in the exhibitions games, I don't know whether that has really been in effect or not. But yesterday, with only one goal, they didn't They didn't come close. So anyway, 4-1. We'll see what happens. There's so many new names on the Bruins. A lot of the old faces are back. Bergeron, I don't believe, played. He had a lower body injury and in the first game. Actually, before the first game. So that's obviously an offensive player that we're missing. And we'll see what happens as we move along. Okay, 427 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. once we get our act together here in the station. We'll be probably, you know, moving on a little bit more progressively, more smoothly. If you just tuned in, I forgot my background music, and so therefore I have a CD that's playing, but it's not really appropriate background music. But anyway, we'll just have to bring it up when I have to take a break, and I'm going to take a break right now. So therefore, hold on, hang in, don't go anywhere.
Show the world love takes me. Lord, I lift you up. Let everything that has breath praise His name. Praise His name. I lift you up.
I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna lift you up when I'm up, when I'm down, because I know that you are with me. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna lift you up when I'm up, when I'm down, because I know that you are with me.
Celebrate the Lamb of God.
Celebrate the Lamb of God.
Hey, we've got to celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate.
house. I'm going to just ask a couple of questions, and I want you to answer. Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. Listen. I said, who got the praise?
We got the praise.
I said, who you going to praise him?
Jesus.
I said, who got the praise?
We got the praise.
I said, who you going to praise him?
Jesus.
I said, who got the praise now?
We got the praise.
I said, who you going to praise him?
Jesus.
I said, who got the praise?
We got the praise.
I said, everybody put your hands together and let's shout.
Changed a lot since 1970. That's when Congress created the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, SIPC. For 37 years, we've remained focused on one thing: helping investors in the unlikely event that their brokerage firm encounters difficulty. We've helped more than 600,000 investors recover over $14 billion in assets. We're the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. There for you then, here for you now.
Learn more at www.sipc.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:37 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation. To do that, you need to know our new phone number, which is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay. Where are we going to go next? Let's go to the WNBA. WNBA playoffs finals are underway. On Friday, the Sparks defeated the Pounded, the Lynx, 92-75. The Sparks won a game in Minnesota, came back home, and in the first game, they pounded on the Lynx, 92-75. And so the Sparks lead in that series 2-1. And game four tonight is at L.A. It's only a 5-game series. So L.A. wins. They are the new champions. The Lynx will have been knocked out of contention. So there If I get a chance, tomorrow night, tonight rather, I think I'll sneak a peek. We'll have to wait and see what my schedule is like. Okay, you know that if you're a regular listener, I know you're a regular listener, that I don't put too much credence into preseason games, even with local teams, because, you know, they're trying out new players, people who are going to be the major focus of the year don't get too much playing time. And so, therefore, it's hard to determine who's going to do what, who's going to go where. And so, therefore, I don't put too much credence in. Sometimes I don't even bother reading the scores. Matter of fact, the only scores that I read will be probably when the local teams are playing. So that's what happened last night. The Celtics defeated the Knicks 119-107 in New York in an exhibition game. But regulars did not play that much. Amir Johnson got 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jay Crowder got 11 points, a rebound, and 3 assists. Horford, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Bradley got 15 points, 1 rebound, and an assist. Thomas got 5 points, 1 rebound, and an assist. I don't think any of the veterans starters played more than 20 minutes. Jerebko got 2 points, a rebound, and 2 assists. Mickey got no points, but 3 rebounds. Green got 7 points, no rebounds, no assists. Brown got 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jaylen Brown, I believe, is going to be a contributor right from the get-go, coming off the bench for the Celtics. Tyler Zeller got 5 points, a rebound, and an assist. Smart got 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. And I think Smart's heading, barring injury, to the best year of his career in the NBA. And that doesn't mean that his scoring has improved any. He's just, you know, going to do what he does. Whether it's tough D, good rebounding, passing the ball, Marcus Smart is going to have the best year, I'm predicting, of his career. Jackson's making a noise at making the team. The Jackson who? Demetrius Jackson from Notre Dame. Point guard. 10 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists. That had to catch the stat eye of the coaches. Terry Rozier, 4 points and a rebound. No assists. Hunter, 17 points. Uh-oh. Hunter, I think, has made some space between him and Young if they are the battlers. But since Jackson's thrown his 2 cents into the race, there may be two people who may be battling for a final spot on the roster of 15. Kelly Olynyk is still not been cleared to play. So his position, I guess, is still open. But if he might open the season on injured reserve, I don't know. That's a possibility. So that might leave somebody else with a spot. But Young got 6 points. He's 3 rebounds and 1 assist. I would hate to give up on Young so early. Maybe we can eat a salary and send everybody else up to Maine. Keep 12 people, send 3 people up to Maine, and see what happens. Celtics, you know, here again, like I said, I can't get a good feel. First of all, they haven't played, you know, they play Charlotte and Philadelphia and the Nets. And in the Nets game, I could say this, the Celtics bench played better than the starters. So, and they were the one who pulled out the win. And that was at Brooklyn. And so, you know, I think the bench is going to be a key factor in how well and how far they go this year. But, you know, the NBA is a long season. And so, therefore, it's a little bit too early to come up with any definitive opinion of how far the team is going to go. Are they improved over the last year? I would say yes, but here again, it depends on what kind of contribution we get from the bench. Last year's playoffs was not a really good indicator how good the team is or how bad the team is. They couldn't throw the ball in the ocean, but when you figure that both Crowder and Bradley did not even play down the stretch, and I guess he got injured in the pull of hammy in the first game. of the first round and never made an appearance after that. And Crowder had come back from a high ankle sprain, and he was definitely not himself. And so, therefore, Thomas tried to carry the team on his own when he passed off, as they forced him to pass off. You know, there was nobody else that could hit the outside shot to save their life. But hopefully that will improve. And I would say they are, well, let's look at it. In the East, there's Cleveland, there's Toronto, there's Indiana. That's about it, really. So they're probably easily the fourth best team in the East. Philadelphia, with their young players, could surprise and move up. I don't think the Nets are going to move up. I don't look much for Chicago or New York. So the Celtics, like I said, probably the fourth best team. Out West, Golden State has to be figuring in as one of the top teams, and along with the Spurs. Minus Duncan, but Duncan was a non-factor and retired in time rather than embarrassing himself anymore. But the Spurs are still going to be a contender. Portland, probably. And here again, I haven't seen them, but just based upon who? Milwaukee. Milwaukee is going to be a good team this year. Minnesota, I don't know how much they have improved, but they have some good young players. And we'll see how far they go. So, Celtics are in the mix. They're in the top eight or so, in the far as the league is concerned. And that's just based on looking how things look on paper. Things could change, and we hopefully they change for the better. It's 4:45 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports regularly every Sunday from 4 till 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to call our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And like I said, since I don't have my regular background music, this is not an early edition of Sounds of Prairie. We're just playing music to fill the time until I can get back and talk to you live. Okay, how about that?
My father knows. Looking back over my life, I've seen his promises are true. I've never been forsaken. Always see me through. This hope I have within me is knowing that he's there, healing all my heartache and calming all my fears.
Father knows
my father,
every heartache. Father knows every joy.
Every joy,
every joy,
yes, he does.
Oh,
and stand right here by my side.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ. Good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. Oh, it's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to AHRQ.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 451 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time and host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Still not too late to get into a new phone number and give us a call at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. It's, as a regular listener, I know that we have this contest every NFL season, where I get together with my oldest son, Scott, and his son, Kyle, and our good friends, Kenny and Bill, and we pick the NFL game. I always say, don't bet, 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 don't bet. And the reason for that is we have enough trouble trying to pick the winners of the games without adding in the point spreads. When you add in the point spreads, the gamblers always win. But here we go into week 6. At the end of week 5, I am leading barely. I have 47 wins and 30 losses. Scott and Bill are tied for second with 46 wins and 31 losses. Kenny is in third place, 44 wins and 33 losses. And Kyle's bringing up the rear, not far behind, 43 wins and 34 losses. And Kenny has jumped ahead of us. He picked the Thursday night game. He's the only one who picked the Thursday night game. The Chargers over the Broncos in a big upset. No one saw that one coming. Chargers were playing so terribly. I had no idea, no thought, no comprehension whatsoever that they would be able to beat up on the Broncos. But yeah, maybe the Broncos really aren't that good. And as someone said, with the new quarterbacks in there, once you get some tape on them, it's much easier to game plan. And to be truthful, the Chargers' problems in their first games of the season was their defense. But the defense held the Broncos in charge, and so therefore they were able to win over them rather handily. But here we go. This is for whatever it's worth. As we head into today's games, I got the Bills over the 49ers, but I'm going to be rooting for Colin Kaepernick. I got the Eagles over Washington, and can they bounce back after their first taste of adversity? We'll tell whether they're really a playoff team or not. Carson Wentz was undefeated and looked like he was unstoppable in the first games that they played, but now they've had their first loss, and we're going to see what happens. I got the Titans over the Browns, because as good as Aaron Pryor is, he can't catch his own passes. And so, therefore, I think the Titans are going to pull that one out over the Browns. I got the Ravens over the Giants. Two more teams who have fallen into the mediocre pile in the NFL garden. I got the Panthers over the Saints. If Cam is cleared to play, and supposedly he is, I'm still taking the Panthers on the strength of their defense. The Saints, pretty good offense, but their defense is lacking for the past few years. I got the Bears over the Jags, and I'm praying that Cutler is still out. Whoever their backup quarterback is, I'm taking the Bears over the Jaguars. I got the Lions over the Rams. Two more teams that fall into that mediocre pile. I got the Steelers over the Dolphins, a bounce back team over a mediocre team. Right. That's the way it looked like to me. I still have no clue how the Steelers got pounded that week before by the Eagles. But anyway, I got the Patriots over the Bengals. The Pats move Cincy into the mediocre pile. I got the Raiders over the Chiefs. My up-and-comers move KC closer to the pile. They're not in the pile yet, but they're getting close. They keep playing that way. I got the Seahawks over the Falcons. Falcons are desperately trying to wriggle out of the pile, but not in this game. Even with a banged-up Wilson, I'm taking the Seahawks over the Falcons, although they looked pretty good last week. But I think that was a mirage. I got the Cowboys over the Packers. This is my upset pick of the week. I like Dak, and Bryant may be back. How about that for a ride? I got the Colts over the Texans. They're slightly above the pile. I got the Cards over the Jets. Arizona is still experiencing Patriots hangover from the first game of the year, and the Jets are definitely part of the mediocre pile. I can't imagine paying real money to see some of these mediocre teams. And as far as Bill's picks are concerned, he had the Broncos, which was a loss. He got the Bills, Eagles, Titans, Giants, Saints, Bears, Rams, Steelers, Patriots, Chiefs, Seahawks, Packers, Colts, and Cardinals. So there, for what it's worth. 457 here on WMFO at Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, putting the wraps on this edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. I'll be able to talk about the Red Sox future, but hey, we've got plenty of time coming up in future programs, I guess, I would imagine, to talk about that. And so, therefore, just hold your breath until I give you my position on how the Red Sox are going to do and fare in the future, even before we find out whether they're going to make any trades or anything like that. How about that? Okay, 457 here on WMFO and Medford. Invite you to stay tuned for another edition of Sounds of Praise. We have more new music, topics of the year 2016, and local artists as well. Stay tuned. We have some great gospel music coming your way.
To Jesus, he is worthy of the praise. I'm trying to show the world.